Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Say It With Me at Home, kids. The Star Market, just for you. Digital app, earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. As I often do, I study almost at Talmudic study of your post-game press conferences and the things that you say. What I drew from Tuesday night was the expression, you can't be at your best when you're pulling apart, which clearly has not happened here in this stretch that you sort of signaled as being important, these home court games. What does pulling apart look like? We haven't seen it, but what does it look like when it happens on the floor?
Well, I mean, I think you can see it. Sometimes it happens in games, but you can be a pretty tight-knit group overall, right? You just have that night, that moment. You know, it becomes frustrating in that moment, but you're able to recenter. I was talking more about a group staying together over the course of a long season and, you know, being able to recenter itself after a tough night or a tough week or whatever the case may be. And so I think it's more about being able to do that over the long haul and being in it together and being in it for the right reasons. And, you know, I think our group is. I mean, obviously we've taken to the idea that this is really critical. And, you know, feel good about the way that we're playing. I've gone back and watched the last couple of games. We've been okay. I mean, we haven't been great, but we have been good in big moments and made some big plays, and that's been encouraging.
Maybe this is connected, and maybe it's not, to that overall theme, but how much easier does it make your life, a team life, coach's life, when you have guys in that room that seem to just be able to go with the flow, which is not always easy, of playing 20 minutes one night and then not at all the next night based on matchups and whatever?
Yeah, I think it's a lot harder than those guys look to, you know, than it looks from the outside. I know it's a lot harder. But, you know, like Javonte goes 3 minutes, 30 minutes, and then 0 minutes. You know, so yesterday he's playing in our pep game that we call our player enhancement program. We get together with guys that didn't play or whatever the case may be, and they go for an hour of, you know, work that, you know, they're doing drills and they're doing some live and everything else. I mean, that's hard to be going back and forth from that and not that. And I think that that's something that we have to have. Guys have to be ready for, especially with the number of guys that have been out. And when one of our central players is out, Kimba, Jalen, Jason, obviously we've been missing Marcus forever, but those three right now in this stretch, then there's going to be more opportunity from everybody else. When they're here, it'll be a little bit less.
Yeah, you had, was that one of those games that you had to pull, you pulled Carson Edwards out of a couple of weeks ago?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And they played yesterday and there were some really good things. And, you know, you keep that in the back of your mind as you're getting ready for these games, for sure. If things aren't going your way, I often reach back to who played with great confidence and purpose in that last time that I saw them.
Aaron Baines is here tonight, and that's fitting given something else you said Tuesday that I think is important to revisit. When people focus on Robert Williams and they see the amazing things that he does and the athleticism, and then we talk about the hard work, and that doesn't really sink in. I hadn't really put this together yet, the fact that, because you don't think of him as being in his third year in a lot of ways, yet he was here with Aaron Baines and with Al Horford in that first year, and clearly that had an impact.
Well, when he got here, those guys, so Al and Baines, we had just moved into our new facility, I believe. And so Al and Baines were, you know, obviously dads. So they have young, young kids at home. And when they would be in Boston, you know, Baines basically lived here and Al was in and out. But when they'd work out at like 6 or 7 in the morning. And then so when Robert was walking in at, you know, 9 for his, you know, treatment and then lift and then workout, those guys were done and those guys were all in the room. And so he kind of, I think, figured out, if I watch these two guys, I'll probably be a pretty good pro. And he started coming a little bit earlier, you know, seeing those guys. I thought those guys took him under their wing. I think they both really believed in him at that age. And we were moving pretty slowly with Rob because of some of the injury history at that time. But, you know, he's taken off, which is good.
Are you watching the Raptors game last night with a little more interest than usual, given the fact that you know that they're going to look tonight very much what they looked like last night, which is not at all what they look like on a regular night?
Structurally, yes, but it doesn't have any, you know, right. I think these are all about, like, how do guys feel? This is, you know, they'll be in a more of a rhythm. They'll be more comfortable today because they're all going to get opportunities for the second straight night. I'm looking more at structurally. What are some of the things they're running? Who are they going to when Lowry's out? Those types of things.
What makes it interesting, obviously, with Sergio coaching is that it's not just the players. It's that the coaching staff has been decimated, which made me wonder, have you gamed that scenario, the one the Raptors are in, not being shorthanded with players, but what happens if you can't coach? What happens if two or three coaches can't coach?
Yeah, well, we'd be a hell of a lot better if I can't. But, well, that's the obvious part.
This segment certainly would be. But,
yeah, can you imagine? I mean,
I have many times.
Have you gamed it?
Why do you think I have that burner account to get you out of here?
You know who hasn't missed a game is me. You missed a couple, right?
Contact tracing.
Yeah. Contact tracing. So think about how I had to adjust.
That's a great point. And you were a pro the whole time.
I just went right with it.
But you did run that. You've run
the questions
scenario.
Were way better.
They often are when I'm not here. You have run this scenario though.
Oh yeah. How much do you want me to go through it?
No. Like, well, I really was curious as to like how much depth do you go into when it comes to how many coaches are missing, and like, how much time do you spend on any given day for all the bizarre, crazy things that could happen on any given day?
I've talked to a couple of staff members about it, and if we get past that, then I figure we're just going to have to fly by the seat of our pants anyways.
Let me run this one then. This is the final game before the All-Star break, and there has been so much conversation about the All-Star game. Should it happen? Should it not happen? Is it safe? Is it not safe? When sort of the elephant in the room here is the entire league going out of, I won't call it a bubble, whatever this has been, the entire league leaving and then coming back. I know that I'm not going to ask about the idea of the league looking out for everybody, but is there a message to the team? Is there a message to everybody else who is leaving and going their separate ways here?
Yeah, and the league put out a video today that talked about that to the players and the staff and everybody else, that just continue to remain vigilant. And if you do travel, you know, here's how you do that. Here's how you do your testing. If you don't travel, obviously keep doing what you're doing. But it's important for these guys to, I don't think it's as much about where you are. It's about the ability to get away just emotionally and mentally. This is a draining, taxing, long season. This one more so than anyone I've been through. And it's, 20 games less when you get into the All-Star break. But I think when you factor in the bubble, the short time off, and then density of games, you can definitely feel it. So I think that's going to be really important for everybody.
That's the head coach. You could always come up with some contact tracing thing and then just throw Larinaga into the segment, right? They could just say, I was
actually trying to come up with some contact tracing stuff right around the third quarter of the Atlanta game.
Looking around the building, I'm looking at it. Yeah, these buildings.
Everybody's like, hey, just get kicked out. Well, that game's not worth spending $5,000 for.
Amen.
I'm not doing it that night.
Celtics and Raptors next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.